Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
I'm Dave Douglas with a community comment regarding the need to vote against the AUMA, the Adult Use of Marijuana Act. A February 2016 analysis of the Adult Use of Marijuana Act conducted by the UC San Francisco Center for Tobacco Control Research and Education finds that the AUMA was written primarily to create a new business and only includes minimal protections for the public that are unlikely to prevent public health harms caused by the burgeoning marijuana industry. The report is based on the premise that treating marijuana like tobacco, legal but unwanted, under a public health framework is an appropriate response to social inequities. The AUMA does not accomplish this goal. In addition to being bad for public health, the AUMA strips the regulatory framework of hard-fought provisions found in the Medical Marijuana Regulation and Safety Act, such as complete local control, limits on vertical integration, a firewall around testing licenses, and strict controls on deliveries. The proponents of the AUMA want three things: to commercialize, normalize, and advertise recreational marijuana. As a retired police chief and former board member of the California Police Chiefs Association, I can't stand by and watch policy that is so harmful to our communities pass, which is why I'm supporting a broad coalition of law enforcement, elected officials, healthcare providers, and community members opposing this poorly drafted initiative. The AUMA fails public policy in health by failing to include any quantitative measurements of impairment for individuals driving under the influence of marijuana, prohibiting the licensing agency from denying a license to an applicant solely on the grounds that they have a felony narcotic conviction, allowing for the complete vertical integration of the market by large players, successfully bringing big marijuana to California, and weakening local control. Also allowing the industry to regulate itself and reject any regulation that it deems to be impractical. An analysis of the initiative by the San Diego District Attorney's Office points out that the initiative allows persons convicted of dealing large amounts of controlled substances, such as heroin, methamphetamine, or cocaine, to become legal marijuana dealers. How can our communities trust a commercial marijuana model that invites in black market operators? My opposition also stems from the fact that the AUMA casts aside all of the protections that the California police chiefs fought for over the past 3 years at the state capitol as they developed the recently adopted Medical Marijuana Regulation and Safety Act. Rather than simply applying this act to recreational marijuana, the proponents of the AUMA discarded any provision that would prohibit or stall the growth of big marijuana. The only people the proponents got it right for are businessmen looking to cash in on the green rush. I'm Dave Douglas with a community comment.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.